The years after the Civil War were years of disappointment for the newly freed slaves of the American South, when their promised freedom encountered a bitter backlash and the migration to the North and West began. The play Flyin' West is the story of four women who found their way to the all-black town of Nicodemus, Kansas, in the late 19th century, reminding us that the women we see as pioneers today had some powerful predecessors. Jeanne Wynn Herring is directing an upcoming performance at Mono Valley Theater, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was it about this story that made you want to direct this play?
Well, it's an exciting story. First of all, I'm originally from Kansas, so I have very much of a personal connection to this story. Also, it is part of a national project, so I didn't get a chance to pick this play. It was picked by a gentleman by the name of Eric McMillan McCall in New York, and it just was a coincidence that he picked this play 2 years before, prior to the election, prior to the Me Too movement, and it turned out to be the perfect play for anyone to relate to. It gives a lot of hope, a lot of pride to women.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of hope and a lot of pride to African Americans, and gives a lot of hope and a lot of pride to Americans as a whole. And it's a story that gives hope, and it's a story to give us valuable knowledge about our history.
What's the story of Nicodemus, Kansas?
Nicodemus, Kansas is actually an all-black town. It is the last of the all-black towns that survived. And it was established in 1877. It was the first all-black town that was established after the Civil War. And it is known as the town that brought several blacks from the South and into Kansas. Kansas is actually known as the Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
And it offered freedom, true freedom, to the blacks.
Kansas was also known as Bloody Kansas.
It certainly was. And a little known fact, actually, Kansas was the reason for the Civil War.
You mean the whole controversy as to whether or not it would be a slave state?
Exactly.
Well, in such a hotbed of controversy, I'm amazed that an all-black town could survive, because they didn't always, and they ran into a lot of opposition in other
right.
parts of the country, right? I'm thinking of the black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for example,
right.
which essentially was wiped out.
Exactly. I believe from the stories, I've been working directly with Angela Bates, who is a historian, and she runs the Historical Society in Nicodemus, Kansas. And from the talks I've had with her and from all my research, the big reason why Nicodemus survived as an all-black town was because of the strength of the women pioneers of mm-hmm. Nicodemus, Kansas. They refused to allow any of the whites who tried to take the land in Nicodemus, Kansas. They refused to allow them to take it, and they did whatever they could do to survive there in Nicodemus, Kansas, to keep the land theirs. And the play actually touches on that.
What kind of things could they do to keep the land under their own ownership?
Well, one of the things they could do was flat out refuse to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fall for any of those tricks. Many of the tricks that are tried today to get people to sell land, to sell anything, the smooth talking that many people try, the intimidation. Women as a whole are very good at refusing to fall for intimidation, and it was no different back in the 19th century.
Why do you think that is, Jeanne?
Women,
we've had so much practice.
We've had so much practice, that is definitely for sure. But I believe women, when we are very protective, I mean, it's because of our nurturing nature.
Mm-hmm.
We want to protect our family. And to protect our family, we will do what we have to do to protect our family. And our family doesn't just include our blood family, but our family includes our community. And we have to protect our community. When you look at the pride in, when you look at the lioness, they will protect their pride no matter what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I believe, that that's true with all species.
You may well have something there. How does that play out in the action of the play Flyin' West?
Well, I can't really tell you too much because that'll give away lots of surprises, and you'll have to come and see the play to find out.
Well, give me a hint. You know, lots of people listening aren't going to be able to make it. So.
Well, one hint is this. As a man, be careful on how you disrespect women.
Uh-huh.
And, well, if I can tell you much more than that, then you'll...
I think I can get enough of a hint from that.
Exactly.
But how much of this is based on research?
Much of the playwright Pearl Cleese, she wrote this play based off of a journal that she found about Nicodemus, Kansas. That was actually written by one of the women in Nicodemus, Kansas. So much of this is based on true occurrences. Much of it is fictionalized, but it is based on what went on in Nicodemus, Kansas.
What do you think an audience can take away from this?
Hope. They can take away hope. Also, what I find very important about this play is the idea that we look at slavery and we want to hang on to anger. But what we need to take away from this is the fact that the slaves, they did not hang on to anger. What they did was they took their experiences and they focused forward and they left us a legacy so that all of us could have opportunity. And that is what we need to focus on. We need to focus on the legacy that was left for us, build upon that, so that we can leave a legacy for generations after us.
You might argue that each generation has a little bit less, perhaps, to be angry about when you think of the kind of things that were around the struggles of a black community in the 1870s. This is really the birth of the backlash, the beginnings of lynching, the KKK, and you know, retaliation when the whole Reconstruction effort started to sour.
Right, you can argue that, of course, but people are still going to be angry. And anger is not a bad thing if you use it for the right reasons. Go ahead and get angry, but don't be destructive. Be productive with your anger.
Anger tends to be self-destructive.
Exactly. Exactly, and you can't do that. If you're going to be angry, do not fall for the tricks of the anger that people are inducing. People, if you notice, they're exploiting our anger. And what I want people to take away from this play is that get angry, but take action. Take the right actions with your anger.
An angry opponent can sometimes be a disarmed opponent.
Right. Exactly,
and that's would seem to be one of the lessons here. I would imagine that the women in this play, Flyin' West, had a great deal to subdue in terms of an angry reaction.
That is correct, but you also have to recognize that they were in the Wild West, and the difference between the Wild West and today is what they had to use. The lack of tools
yeah,
that they had.
Pretty much absence of the rule of law.
Exactly.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Janae Wynn Herring is the director of the play Flyin' West by Pearl Clegg, to be performed the evening of June 18th at Manoa Valley Theater. You can get details on our conversation Facebook page.